Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're back.
It's been so long since we've said those words.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. One of the things I was going to look at is...
I dropped my phone.
I was going to look...
You did it again.
I was going to look and see...
He did it again.
I'm all excited.
Don't put it there.
No, I got it, no. I was going to look and see the date of...
Oh, our last one?
Yeah.
Dude, I bet it was 2019.
No, we did one last year, I think.
Are you sure?
I think we did one.
Oh, like we tried one?
Last year. I think we did one. Was one. It? Check, one. You like how I did that?
Yeah, that was good.
So the last podcast that we did and we recorded would have been... on September 25th. Nope, never mind. That was a video. I hope it's not. No, March 25th.
Of 2023?
2022.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a good...
Yeah.
18 months. No.
No longer than that, honey. It's 2023.
What's 12 minus 3? 9? So 21 months. 21 months, but either way, we're back.
This time we're hoping for more than one, a hit of one, more than one hit wonders.
Yeah. So, just a quick recap. So, it's part of why we quit is we got real busy, real busy. But now.
That and we got better equipment. We have a little bit more time and we got some better equipment.
Well, we've had the equipment for a long time. We just
haven't
used it.
Well, but we have different equipment than when we did it last.
Yeah. The big mistake that we made last time, and this is what I was telling Jody, we were spread out on too many platforms, and I was getting burned out. So we had a website, we had SoundCloud, remember, because that was part of your bit.
Mm-hmm, I know, I had to say.
You wrapped it up.
Follow us on. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll still be posting them on all of the major platforms, I think, but... our website is not live. We own the website. It's just not live. And all that's really boring but to the audience. But we should at least... You said something that we have to build back, bring back our audience.
Yeah. I almost said build back better, but I'm not going to say that.
Don't forget, put it close to your mouth.
Okay, sorry.
So you want to be able to hear... you have to picture, like... Well, we won't say any names, but people that we know that are hard of hearing... That need
we know
to listen.
Lots. That could be anybody in our circle.
That's right. That's why I said we won't say who. I also asked you on the way to record if you remembered our topics.
I did
not. But maybe we shouldn't name the topics, because then if we don't name the topics, we'll just know what they are, but it'll be subtle.
Subtle. Gotcha. That's it'll probably
be,
good.
It'll be very subtle. So it
time
is.
If you name them, you're married to them.
It's December 29th, 2023. So we did sneak in a podcast before the end of the year.
Yes.
Yeah. One a year.
We're hoping for more than
one
that.
A year, baby.
We're hoping for more.
No, we should be.
I like talking to you. I always thought that was super fun. That was a big highlight of my weekend.
As long as you don't get too.
Yes.
Personal.
Preachy.
Or
what do you mean personal?
You can't get too personal, too political, or too preachy.
I know you don't want me to get political. That's fine. But how can I not get too personal to you?
I don't know. But one time we talked about, well, it's not just me. We're on the internet. People listen
to
this show.
But what
people you don't know listen. No, I'm serious. You can look at the analytics.
Okay, but how do I?
We have
okay,
listeners.
But how do I get too personal for you? To you? I mean, I'm only. I mean, like. Okay,
well, it's one thing if we're not recording
listening.
A podcast, but
well, people might be listening, but what would I say to you that's too personal?
Well, you wouldn't say anything to me that's too personal.
Okay, well, I just
you would say something to me publicly on the interwebs that's too personal.
Well, I just feel better saying that. There's nothing too personal to say to you.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Why? Did I do it once?
You've come close before. Maybe that's the other reason I didn't want to do it. I was... Gonna worry
too nervous about what I'll say.
Let me out. So we just got back from Casetas.
We went on a little day date.
Well, we kind of have this tradition right around New Year's, mm-hmm. usually after Christmas when sometimes some of my family's here.
Yeah,
we go to Casetas, and the smell of it is still on me. It might be the bag. in the truck because I got close to the bag when I had to grab something out of the back.
We love Casetas.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
This is our we're coming back with a plug for Casetas.
Yeah, we should get money. Here's the thing. My sad thing about going to Casetas today is we have pizza tonight, and so we didn't want pizza for lunch. And honestly, like that's the best. Oh, I should have brought my bread in. I have bread in the car because I didn't get bread with my salad.
You're gonna eat it now, before dinner?
Well, I was gonna eat it in the car. I just forgot.
After your gelato?
Well, it's bread.
You did not get a good meal.
No, and I ordered a good meal, but that's not what came out.
So tell them what you ordered.
I ordered a large Casetas salad with grilled chicken added on. That's an add-in, and I upgraded to a large, because we were going to share it, with chicken. And I got a small with no chicken.
Well, technically, you got a regular.
Well, there's regular and well, fine, regular and large, but whatever. So I got the smaller size with no chicken, which was sad because it would have been a perfect salad. I picked the salad I picked because chicken was going to go so good in there, and then I didn't get chicken.
Which so you had a smaller salad and no chicken.
Which means I didn't have enough protein, which for somebody over 50 is very bad.
Oh, boy, here we go. Welcome back.
Lots
hey,
of
I'm
protein.
Over 50 now.
I know. You need.
It's the new. It's this is, hey, this is my second half comeback.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought you would have laughed harder.
That's not that funny. So I don't know why. I don't know. That wasn't funny at all. If the audience may be laughing, but I didn't.
But we did get dessert.
Well, you have to get dessert if you go to Casetas.
And that was amazing.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
It was really busy, which we should have figured out because there's no school and it's a holiday.
All right, I took a picture of you for Facebook, but it's not a good picture because it looks like you're eating the microphone. So
Sorry.
I'll do it again. And then you can just smile.
Okay.
I like how you tried smiling with your mouth.
Two ways. I
closed
try both
and
ways.
Open. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I tried.
I had the Italian beef. And what happened to me was they said, or the guy said to me when I walked up.
It's really noisy in there. So it is.
It was very
hard
busy
to
today.
Because it was busy. So it's noisy. So I'm sure the person just maybe didn't really hear me and just made what they usually make. That's what happened to me. So what
so
happened
he
to you?
Said, I thought he was asking me if I wanted
a hot sandwich or a cold sandwich.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Like temperature. But what he said was, do you want regular or hot? And I said hot because I was thinking temperature.
And they meant
and he
spice.
Meant spicy.
Which means I didn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
No. Well, you did have some of my bread, though.
Corner of the
back
bread.
Back to the.
Yeah. I don't like
topic
Italian beef
hand.
Anyway because the bread gets soggy, and that's icky. How do you like that? Why do you
oh
like that?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I know, but why do you like it? What about it do you like? Because by the time you get the last bites of the sandwich, isn't it super, super
so you
soggy?
Know when you have an Italian beef sandwich, they give you au jus on the side, right?
And so then you don't notice that it gets...
Do you know what you do with that?
You're supposed to dip your bread.
Correct.
I know, but gross. Who wants to dip their bread in juice?
Anyways... it was delicious. Mine was delicious.
Mine was
there's
good.
No sides, though.
No, but you don't really need a side.
So one of the
that.
Things that I told Jody, this is an FYI, when we had our restaurant, you could get an Italian beef, you could get an Italian sausage, or you could get an Italian meatball hot hoagie.
What did you have a side?
French fries.
Oh, fries, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what came with it.
But I bet that makes it more American than actually Italian.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
They had porchetta there, and you can hardly find porchetta anywhere down here. So I was pretty impressed.
When you say down here, do you mean like south of the cities?
I mean like not on the range.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Some things, it's been 21 months and some things never change.
It's
so
true.
You're telling me that there's food. Let me back up. You're telling me there's Italian food. That you can only get on the Iron Range in Minnesota.
Yes, actually. That's exactly what
oh,
I'm
saying. Oh, boy.
100%.
Oh, boy.
How many times have you gone to a store in New Prague and been able to walk out with pizza?
Listen to me.
I'm just saying.
Nobody
yes.
really cares about pizza.
Say that again.
That is not what you care about. We never had it at our restaurant.
Well, I'm just saying, you said, are there food that you can get up there that you can't get down here? And the answer is a resounding yes.
I think what you mean to say, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, I will.
I think what you mean to say, that it's a it's an item that you don't see much.
Down here. That's exactly
just in general,
100%
just in
what
general.
I said.
Just in general.
Except if you go to the grocery store every day in Hibbing, then you see it every day.
Just in general.
I'm just
saying,
porchetta is not easy to find.
All right, so I just posted the picture on Facebook. It says, guess what? We're recording new episodes soon. Stay tuned. I also use an exclamation mark on every single one. So
under guess and what?
Guess what? Mark. We're recording exclamation mark. New episode exclamation mark. Stay tuned.
There's a new something. Like, you know how there's a...
I just want to go back to what we were talking about, though.
Okay, but don't let me forget where I am.
Go ahead, because you will forget.
There's a new, like, a new name for a thing. There's a new thing. You know how, like, trends start and then they get a name because they're so... It happens all the time.
Okay. Give me an example.
There's a new trend called the no period boys.
Okay.
And so it's people who... boys who text girls, like relationship oriented boys that text girls.
All right.
With like no periods. Like they don't bother to put like
so they don't
no punctuation, no
I don't,
capital letters.
Do you do that every time you text?
Use grammar?
Yeah.
Yes.
When you text?
Yes.
For texting?
Yes.
I don't always do that.
If you hit space twice like you would for a period, it puts a period in automatically.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I knew that.
Oh my word.
If you hit it twice?
What are you, a no period?
What are you,
boy?
A boomer? What are you, 50?
I don't text in capital letters, but I do add a capital letter at the beginning of a sentence.
Really?
What do you mean really?
I don't think I do that when I text.
I'm going to look.
You're going to look at one of our text messages?
I'm
going to
look at when you texted me.
Well, the last one I did.
Yes, and punctuation. Capital letter and punctuation. Same as the one before. Same as the one
brother,
before.
Okay,
same as the
so
one
I,
before. Same as the one
I
before.
Unless I say K.
Same as the one before. All of them do. See, it's
there's
it's
one. I found
it's
one.
Grammar.
I found
it's
one.
It's
I found one that doesn't. I found another one. So it's not always.
Wait, I have to go way far back to find more than one.
All right. Well, anyways, I did miss the French fries, though. I just want to go on record. I wish I would have had fresh French fries with my sandwich. I'm changing back to our other subject.
Don't your doesn't when you start a text,
mm-hmm.
doesn't automatically in your phone the first letter come up capital letter?
No, I don't think so. If I was gonna start text, well, maybe it does. Yeah, probably. Yeah,
yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
But then, are we done on that topic?
Yeah, we can be done on punctuation.
Okay, but then. We had gelato.
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 Gelato. You sound like you're saying, like Geppetto. Like, no, it's gelato.
Gelato?
Gelato. You're
Anyways.
Just doing that to make me annoyed.
No, I'm not.
It's gelato.
Anyways, what kind did we get?
Pistachio.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I like pistachio. I knew
Hold
I like pistachio.
Hold on, I'm doing an update to your mic because I don't think it's loud enough.
He, I told him that we should share because he said he didn't want a very big one and I didn't either. So I said, I'll share one with you. And I guess I don't care what kind. You can get whatever you want. And he goes, oh, good. I want an almond one. And I'm like, I don't think I've ever had that. I don't know what that'll taste like. And so then we are looking, we walk past the counter and I'm like, did you mean pistachio? Because there wasn't an almond one there.
Which I did.
Yeah.
I meant pistachio.
Yeah, pistachio. It's a pretty green.
It was packed. Did we already say that?
Yeah, it was really busy.
I
don't think I've hardly ever been there when it's not busy there.
Since we're talking about like pizza, I don't think theirs is like the best pizza.
It's good pizza though.
It's good pizza, but I don't think it's the best pizza.
So where do you have where
well,
do you
I think
have
Sammy's
best?
Is really good.
I know Sammy's is good, but that's totally different because they have a really Sammy's has a super thin crust.
But I like that.
Yeah. Sammy says a really thin crust. And this Cassetta's is almost more like what I imagine New York pizza to be, because it's really big, like the foldable in half kind.
Yeah. It's hand, it'd be like hand tossed, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's good. Yeah, I'm not saying good. I don't like it.
No,
I just don't
good.
Think it's like
it's not
the
it's
best.
Not super thin. No. It's not super thin.
The best.
I told you I saw that flour for Neapolitan pizza. We could maybe try a Neapolitan.
Oh. We wondered, and if you know,
comment below.
I don't even know where you comment, because we're just going to be putting these on the. You have to comment on Facebook,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, comment on Facebook.
That's the only place you can comment. I don't think you can comment on. Can you comment on any of the other platforms? SoundCloud? Maybe SoundCloud. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I usually only listen to Apple.
They had, which we didn't know what you would use it for, so if you know, let us know. Chocolate.
Oh, balsamic glaze.
Balsamic
mm-hmm.
glaze.
Like a, yeah.
So they had the
a
regular.
Balsamic.
And
that
they
was
had the chocolate.
Chocolate.
Must be like a dessert.
Well, what would you put it on? Cheesecake, maybe? Where it would be a little bit, you know, sweet and not sour, but
yeah.
more salty.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you've used chocolate balsamic glaze, would you please tell us where you used it, and if it's good, include a recipe.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Comment a recipe that uses chocolate balsamic. I like it.
Sometimes I've been to places that have, you know, speaking of bread, and they have good bread there. Wow. So you have your olive oil and you know, some seasonings, and then some people I've put balsamic in that before and use that, but I wouldn't put chocolate on it.
There has to be a recipe for it.
Yeah.
What else? Do you want to tell them what we saw on the way home that you thought you would think in December 20? What did we say today?
You
was?
Mean because we went past
December
the lake?
29th? Yeah. What did we see on December 29th, 2023?
Well,
in Minnesota?
I had said the other day, because there's no ice, and so nobody's ice fishing. And I said, well, couldn't you just take your boat out then? Like, why do you need? I mean. Can it only be ice fishing? Is your ice fishing license only good if there's ice? But today we saw somebody on their boat fishing.
In the lake.
Yeah.
December
yeah.
29th,
it's crazy
2023.
It's crazy.
And there were people the other day, New Year's Eve, right? People went water skiing.
It hasn't been New Year's Eve yet.
I mean, Christmas Eve.
Right. Somewhere.
People went water skiing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gelato.
But anyway, yes. And so that must be the answer. Like if you have to buy a license for ice fishing, it's not ice fishing. It's just a fishing license.
They don't have a difference.
Right. But sometimes you have to buy one. But if you had one.
You just either have a fishing license or you don't.
So if you don't get one at the opening, here's the other thing that I don't understand. There's a fishing opener.
There's a lot you don't
There's
understand.
A fishing opener. Okay? But there's people fishing today. So when is the fishing close? When the fishing closer? If there's a fishing opener, when is the closer?
How late do you stay open?
Because
you
must mean the fishing opener, does that just mean you need to buy a new license? So like you could fish the day before legally and keep it, but like you have to buy a new license if you're going to fish the next day?
Good question. I wish I knew.
Here's the thing. I know. I know that when he says, I wish I knew, that's his sort of like, just shut up already. That's his secret phrase.
This was a Tennessee Christmas. That's what
yes,
I decided.
Yes, for sure.
Shout out to Power and Stacey.
A tender Tennessee Christmas.
This felt
that's
like
the,
a Tennessee
that's
Christmas.
The words. Of
oh,
Tucson.
I wonder if Laura got any snow. I don't think so, because there would have been pictures.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely. I was going to say a brown Christmas, but we've seen green grass this week.
Yeah, it's not that brown.
End of December in Minnesota, which is crazy because yeah. since our last podcast, that's how
yeah,
long
we
ago
had
it was.
We had
a real
last year, yeah.
real old-fashioned winter.
Yeah.
A real old-fashioned winter.
And usually sometimes before, like we've had Christmases before with not where it hasn't snowed for a really long time, but it maybe snowed like before. So like you had like maybe beginning of December or maybe the end of November, you had like a storm where like at least you had to plow once, and then it just didn't really snow after that, but it's really hasn't done a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the plow guy came and put those stakes in the driveway, and that's wishful thinking.
I wouldn't call them stakes. They're little flags. Carter said.
Well, they're taller than like a flag.
Carter said the same thing that I said, and that is they ain't going to make it. And by the way,
they might this winter.
A couple of them have already been run over by somebody.
Well, you shouldn't say like you think it's me.
I didn't say like I think it was you. Giletto. It's a little sad.
Only a little?
Only a little, yeah. I miss snow a little. I'm not like heartbroken by it.
That picture that you put on
Facebook.
And
maybe it's because it's last year was so much.
The picture you put on this morning on Facebook from last year with all the trees frosted and everything. Gosh, it's so pretty.
I didn't put anything on. That was a couple days ago.
Oh, that's a couple days ago. Yeah. I only noticed it today. It's so pretty. Like right now, it's not. I mean, it's not pretty.
It's not pretty.
Well, I just mean when the snow covers the trees and you get that, sometimes you get that big hoarfrost and it's all like icicles on the tree branches. It's beautiful. It's not like that.
You don't think?
No.
I think our sunsets have been amazing.
No,
the
sunsets
last
have
few
been
nights.
Nice. The sunsets have been pretty.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. What else is new in your life?
Not that much.
What else has been new in your life in the last 22 months?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, like I'm over 50 and it's all hitting me in the face.
You were over 50 the last time we did a podcast.
Yeah, but I'm in a different stage of 50. Oh, he's telling me the answer. We have a daughter-in-law since the last
woot,
time.
Woot.
Yeah,
shout out to Marissa.
Time we had a podcast. We have a daughter-in-law. Sweet little thing.
We love her.
Yes, we do.
Jody got a girl.
Yep.
We had a good Christmas. How did you? Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, we had a good Christmas. Yes, we had a good Christmas. Everybody was home, and we spent the whole day together. Well, actually, the kids spent overnight. Jordan and Marissa come and spend overnight, and then open stockings. And
tell them what you wrote on Facebook that you got a lot of comments about. We've reached the stage where.
Oh yeah, where we were not the last ones up. Sometime when the kids
were
little.
Well, I'm never the last one up.
Yeah,
I wish I was.
When the kids were little. They would wake me up because they'd be like, I can't stand it any longer. And I got up. It wasn't even, I mean, I didn't get up early or anything. It was after 8 or 8:30. But we had to wait for some of our other children to wake up before we could open Christmas presents.
Well, let them have that little bit of sleep now.
Here's a question for you.
That wake them up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Here's a question for you.
Before you ask me.
Okay.
Remember what we talked about.
Nope, nothing personal.
Not too personal.
This is not personal. So right now, you know, we do Christmas stockings. And so Marissa's woken up at our house Christmas morning twice. So we have a stocking for her.
Yep.
But kind of the rule is going to be, like, if you get a stocking, it's because you're there in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not, it's just little stuff. It's candy and,
right,
you know, it's nothing fancy. So if you're not there in the morning, you won't get a stocking. So here's my question to you.
Lay it on me.
When nobody sleeps over at our house on Christmas Eve because they're all married and they're all gone.
Yeah.
Are you going to get me a stocking and I'm going to give you a stocking? Do you think we're going to do that?
So
we're just going to have no stockings then?
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't think I like that. I think I should give you a stocking and you should give me
a
stocking.
How about if I buy you one of those, don't they make like a pre-filled? You just buy it and it's already filled with stuff.
If you want to do that, I won't do that for you. But if you want to do that, it's not hard. It's
I didn't have a stocking this year. Did you have a stocking this year?
No, we don't do stockings this
year. Right. So why would we start a new?
Because we have five stockings. It's just that they're not for you or me.
Right.
So are we going to go from five to four?
I don't think so.
To three,
I'm not envisioning it. I'm not envisioning it.
Oh, I kind of was.
That we're going to exchange stockings?
Filling the stockings. It's really
I think
it's
weird
fun.
To do stockings in general if you don't have a fireplace.
It's because Santa only comes to houses that have fireplaces, or what's the
Gelato. We're just gonna name this episode Gelato.
It's gelato. And you have to G-E-L-A-T-O. G-E-L-A-T-O.
I don't know. I don't see it. I mean, I guess if you want to, I have to, but
you know what'll end up happening is I'll fill them both.
There you go.
No, I'm not signing up for that. No,
I'm
not signing up for that. I already buy my own pajamas.
What was your favorite food from this Christmas?
was the best thing you ate?
Well, I can tell you the one thing that I'm probably not going to make again because nobody hardly ate it, and that's Jell-O. I think the kids have outgrown Jell-O.
I did notice we had a lot of Jell-O left.
So I think we won't do Jell-O again. But what's
my
favorite?
Did you put fruit in it?
I always do it. Strawberries. Strawberry Jell-O with strawberries and then cool it.
We didn't make my grandma's rice pudding.
That's because we made it a time or two and people haven't really liked it.
I like
it. I don't
it.
Know that
I
we do it
good.
Right. I don't know that we do it right.
I thought it was fine. It's not hard. It's hard to mess up.
My favorite thing that we eat is probably Swedish pancakes on Christmas morning. I really like that.
Yeah. Creeps.
You are doing that just to make me mad.
I got to say, Kathy's lasagna was amazing.
I know you like lasagna. But here's the thing.
A lasagna
you called
for
it,
Christmas.
Yeah. So he says he likes going to my brother's house.
And I like...
For an untraditional Christmas dinner, except it's tradition that we always have it. So how is it untraditional?
No, you're not using the word traditional right.
I'm not using the word traditional right?
No.
Okay, how is it supposed to be used?
Traditional means like old fashioned.
So we have it every year. It has become the old thing.
We haven't had it long enough to be old fashioned.
How long do you have to have it to be old fashioned? Because we've had it like every year.
I don't know, but 1 year, you know what would be awesome? A taco bar. Taco bar for Christmas. Ooh, that sounds good. Or fajitas. How about fajitas on Christmas?
You know, I did see a famous talk show host who is from Texas.
Not Jamie or Jody?
No. Somebody actually famous. Who is from Texas, and she was getting asked what they do on Christmas for Christmas dinner. Yeah, you should apparently go there.
Why? What did they have?
Oh, like it was guacamole and tacos and fajitas, and she was like, "Why would you do ham if you could do tacos?"
Interesting.
I know. You live in the wrong state.
You think?
Yeah, because apparently that's really traditional. That is traditional tone in that part of this country. So. So if you listen
or
from
like
Texas,
comment
below what you ate for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, because we saw Famous Dave's today, too, and I was saying you don't see many Famous Dave's anymore. Famous Dave's would be good for Christmas. There's so many good things you could have for Christmas.
We usually have ham, but I would do roast. But we have some very traditional children, and I was asked, you know, on Christmas Day, we're having ham, right? And the answer was yes.
We don't always have ham, do we?
We have for a long time.
On Christmas Eve?
Mm-hmm.
No.
We have for a long
We've
time.
Had a roast before.
We have had a roast before, but it's been several years in a row that we're having ham. Hence why I think the kid asked if we were having ham.
Well, that's dumb.
Ham?
You should at least change it up. You should at least be like, last year we had ham, this year we have a roast. Next year we'll have a ham, then we'll have a roast. Variety is the spice of life, just like Gelato.
Dude, stop already. It's not funny. It was maybe funny one time. It's not funny anymore.
I think it's funny.
It's not. The audience.
We've already established that I have a much better.
Are you sure you're not getting too personal, Jamie?
I have a much better sense of humor than you do. Tell them about the song we were listening to on the way home.
I don't even know. Oh, you told me what it's called. It's called I'll Tell Your Mom. Is that what
I'll
it's called?
I'll Call.
I'll Call Your Mom. What a dumb song.
Yeah,
I don't
so we
even
were listening to a song. And
it.
The only reason I was listening to it is it was just next on the list.
To a song you liked? You picked.
No, I like driving, so like I can't.
No,
I can't
but you
change
picked,
it.
But you picked the first song, and then it was just the next song?
It just rolled from one to the next.
And you had, but you had picked the first one.
Right.
Yeah. And so then it was the next song. And the only line I could really pick out of the words that I could understand was, I'll call your mom. But
I think
like,
she must be depressed because I'm looking at.
So is the person who's singing it going to be like, I'm so worried about you. I'm going to call your mom.
I think
is
so. I just quickly perused the lyrics.
So that's the context.
Like
I'm worried
it.
About you. So I'm going to call your mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
and he also says,
song.
I'll drive you. I'll drive all night. Well, I think he means he's going to come to where she is and be there for her. And then maybe on the way, he'll call her mom.
Where does her mom live?
I don't know, but that song aside, I think it's hilarious when we're driving in the car listening to like music the type of songs and lyrics that annoy you. Just like out of the blue. You're just like, you ruin the moment. Like, here you are, you're listening to this song, you're driving, you're in your feels, as the kids say. And then you're like, what does that mean? I'll call your mom. I'm like, maybe it means that he's friends with her mom. And he's going to call and check in on her.
On your mom? She's going to call and check on her mom?
Yeah, maybe they're friends.
That's weird. Who's friends with your mom? Like,
well, a good girl, a good relationship, you're friends with each other's mom, don't you think?
Enough that you call them?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
That was an episode of King of Queens, I think, where
Carrie had to call his mom.
No, there was
because trust me, Carrie did not call Doug's mom.
Or it was either that or Seinfeld, and they were still going to be.
Who's married in Seinfeld? Nobody was married that they would have.
It was
a
it was a show where the couple had a falling out, but the mom still wanted to be friends with the girl that was in the relationship or something like that. Maybe. I don't remember. I'd have to go digging on the interwebs, but
so yeah, I would have gotten in big trouble for that.
Anyways,
That's just weird. There are just some things in songs where you're like, that's a weird line, like in the context of just that sentence.
You take songs way too seriously.
Well, they should mean something.
Not necessarily. Music is just the way it makes you feel. You know what I'm saying?
I don't disagree, but I'm just saying that sometimes.
Well, then you compared one of the songs to The Greatest Showman or something. I'm like, this is
nothing
like
that.
I'm
just saying that there was a part of that song where it wasn't really singing anymore. It was just kind of rhythmic talking.
Okay.
And that's how that one song is.
Oh, I didn't sense that at all.
It's they were talking and not singing. What is there to sense other than hear? Your ears work.
I do like that one song from The Greatest Showman.
You do? Which one?
It's the comeback one or whatever. It's the famous one.
This is The Greatest Show?
It's Who I Am. Yeah, however it goes.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
That's a different one.
That's the one.
Oh, the one about...
Yeah.
Didn't somebody sing that at their church, though?
I don't know. See what I mean? You go... You're like the ultimate music ruiner.
It doesn't ruin it for me.
I was
love
listening
that song.
To a cover
I
song,
like that
and
song.
You're like, is this a cover?
Oh, but that was a bad cover because...
You would say that about any
it was,
cover.
It took a regular... No, I wouldn't because it took a regular song and it made it like almost heavy metal. Yeah.
Well, that's because it was a heavy metal band.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It was bad.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it wasn't a heavy metal song to start with in the original version. It was like just nice, like a pop rock song. And so that's good. It's melody. Then it went to heavy rock, and that was not that was not pretty.
Anyways, well, we've reached
our time
we've reached
limit.
Our time limit of 30 minutes. What does it say on the bottom? How long have we been going?
33 minutes.
Oh
man, six,
this
seven,
thing's going on
eight.
All night. Holy cow! We got to save some for the next episode of 2024. In 2024.
Wow, it'll be 2024.
Yeah, what day should we do our 2024 episode?
I guess we better not say it out loud yet because we figured
we're building back our audience. So if you want to listen to the podcast, we think it will still be on, I think it'll still be on all three platforms, SoundCloud, Apple, and Spotify, if I remember. I have to go back and remember, see if I can remember how to upload it, but. The link will be not to one of our... So we have a lot of dead web pages on our Facebook page because our website is not live. So we'll put a link to... We'll put a link... If we get it on Spotify, that'll be our primary place that we're going to put it, is Spotify. I think maybe if I remember, if you do it on... anyways, that's a boring part of the show. That's the part you didn't like and I had to do all the work, which was another reason why we took a break.
Yeah, I don't do anything but talk.
We don't have a producer.
No.
We're not in the money.
No.
But if you do like the podcast,
please
just
let us know.
Tell someone else about it. That's all you have to do.
Well, tell us.
Or tell someone else who maybe doesn't know that. Well, we don't need to know. We don't care. We have fun doing it. Tell somebody who maybe has listened but didn't know we uploaded a new episode tonight.
Right.
So, all right. I didn't make you say any of the things.
I know. I didn't
I said
have to
them
say
all
it.
For you.
Yeah. Yeah, because we have to figure out which ones are going to stick around.
Yeah, which ones we end up posting it on. So
yeah.
But thanks for listening.
Thanks.
And we will see you in the next one.
Bye.